जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from first canto, second chapter, text 27, chapter entitled Divinity and Divine Service. There's some feedback coming. Text 27. Rajastama prakritayah. समशीला भजन्ति वै पितृभूत प्रजेशादीन् श्रीऐश्वर्य प्रजेप्सिवः रजतम प्रकृत्यः समशीला भजन्ति वै पितृभूत प्रजेशादीन् श्रीअश्वैर्य प्रजेप्सवः रजस्तम प्रकृतयः समशीला भजन्ति वै पितृभूत प्रजेशादीन् श्रीऐश्वर्य प्रजेप्सवः पितृभूत प्रजेशादी श्रीऐश्वर्य प्रजेप्सवः रजस्तमा प्रकृतयः समशीला भजन्ति वै पितृभूता प्रजेशादीन् श्रीऐश्वर्य प्रजेप्सवः रजस्तमा प्रकृतयः समशीला भजन्ति वै पितृभूत प्रजेशादि वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग्स रजः द मोड ऑफ पैशन तमः द मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस प्रकृतयः ऑफ दैट मेंटालिटी समशीला ऑफ द सेम कैटेगरीज भजन्ति Do worship. Vai, actually. Pitri, the forefathers. Bhuta, or other living beings. Prajeshadin, controllers of cosmic administration. Shriya, enrichment. Aishwarya, wealth and power. Praja, progeny. Ipsavaha, So desiring. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance worship those in the same category, namely the forefathers,
other living beings and the demigods who are in charge of cosmic activities. For they are urged by a desire to be materially benefited with women, wealth, power and progeny. It's a long purport. We'll read the whole thing. There is no need to worship the demigods of whatsoever category if one is serious about going back home, back to Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.20-23, it is clearly said that those who are mad after material enjoyment approach the different demigods for temporary benefits, which are meant for men with a poor fund of knowledge. We should never desire to increase the depth of material enjoyment. Material enjoyment should be accepted only up to the point of bare necessities of life and not more or less than that. To accept more material enjoyment means to bind oneself more and more to the miseries of material existence. More wealth, more women, and false aristocracy are some of the demands of the materially disposed man because he has no information of the benefit derived from Vishnu worship. By Vishnu worship, one can derive benefit in this life as well as in life after death. Forgetting these principles, foolish people who are after more wealth, more wives, and more children worship various demigods. The aim of life is to end the miseries of life and not to increase them. For material enjoyment, there is no need to approach the demigods. The demigods are but servants of the Lord. As such, they are duty-bound to supply necessities of life in the form of water, light, air, etc. One should work hard and worship the Supreme Lord by the fruits of one's hard labor for existence, and that should be the motto of life. One should be careful to execute occupational service with faith in God in the proper way, and that will lead one gradually on the progressive march back to Godhead. Lord Sri Krishna, when he was personally present at Vrajdham, stopped the worship of the demigod Indra and advised the residents of Vraja to worship by their business and to have faith in God. Worshipping the multi-demigods for material gain is practically a perversity of religion. This sort of religious activity has been condemned in the very beginning of Bhagavatam as Kaitava Dharma. There is only one religion in the world to be followed by one and all, and that is the Bhagavat Dharma, or religion which teaches one to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and no one else. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome everybody to the morning Bhagavatam class, giving this class on a very short notice. But whatever the opportunity for service comes, very happy to have it. Although it is a great privilege to be speaking to so many exalted people who are already well versed in the scriptures and already following in their life. So once Srila Prabhupada was worshipping, he went to South India and there was a man who was used to worship the devatas. So he asked one question to Srila Prabhupada, that is it okay that we worship Lord Shiva instead of Lord Krishna? And Srila Prabhupada answered, we are speaking this because this verse basically talks about devata worship and futility of sense gratification, just as Braj Vihari Prabhu yesterday mentioned that this part of the Bhagavatam is trying to clearly establish the importance of bhakti. So in this connection, Srila Prabhupada said that when you worship Lord Shiva, you are doing puja, and when you are worshipping Sri Krishna, you are doing bhakti. So then that person thought for some time and he said, well, can't we do bhakti for Lord Shiva? So Srila Prabhupada said that, yes, you can, but generally if somebody is going to a liquor bar, then it is understood that he is going there for having liquor, not for drinking milk. So it is in general expected that when somebody is going to demigods, he will be trying to fulfill his material desires. And there is an often quoted Sanskrit shloka, it comes in the Keshav Smriti. It says, Akashat patitam toyam, yatha gacchanti sagaram, sarva deva namaskaram, Keshavam prati gacchati. For me, it's a new shloka. But it means that as the water comes from the skies, it ultimately reaches the ocean. So, sarva namaskaram devam, it all goes to Keshava or Lord Vishnu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in this connection, he says that instead of the sky, replace that for a person who is offering the water in the river. So that water will reach the ocean, but the worshipper who is offering that water will stay where he is. That is the explanation. That your worship will reach Krishna, but you will still be here. That water will reach. And Bhagavad Gita also says that Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, Pritin Yanti Pritivata, Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja, Yanti Madhya Jinyupimam. Krishna clearly explains that those who worship the devatas will take birth among the devatas, and basically all destinations, wherever they want, they won't be going to some other destination. If they are worshipping the ancestors, they will go to the ancestors. If they are worshipping ghosts and spirits, they will go to such places. And Tulsidas ji, in one of his shlokas, he explains that the Swarna Lanka, the golden Lanka, which was obtained by Ravan, he had to worship Lord Shiva after offering 10 heads, and he had to like shout Om Namah Shiva, and he was about to offer his 10th head, and Lord Shiva finally gave him the golden Lanka. And that same golden Lanka was given by Lord Ram to Vibhishan when he just bowed down his one head to feet of Lord Ram. So this is the difference between devata worship and Vishnu worship, that such is the mercy of the Lord. Apart from that, Radha Govind Maharaj, he was explaining in one of the lectures that when devatas give you some benediction or they give somebody a benediction, they don't rectify the mentality of the worshipper. But Lord Krishna, when you do bhakti to Lord Krishna, he sees to it that the mentality is rectified. That is clear. Like Anand Vrindavan Prabhu also says, that ultimately we have to come to that pure path. It's up to us when. There is no other way. One has to become a pure devotee. In fact, in this connection, I was hearing long back one lecture from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. It is one of the Brahmachari's Yatra is exclusively in Nasik. I think in, I don't exactly remember the year. So, he was mentioning that before going back home, back to Godhead, you have to become a special person. Normal person does not go back home, back to Godhead. He has to be a powerful person. Only such a person goes. Because in Gita also mentions that it's very rare. Manushyanam sahasreshu. So then, he has to become powerful. But that powerful person always has to be humble. So then, somebody asks that you can be humble only if you are not powerful. If you are powerful, it's natural to become proud. So then he gave the example of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that he was like a lion. And when he roared, all the mice skimpered away and everybody heard. But he was a Trinadapi Sonichena lion. So same is the case. Many things come up without the notes also. So especially today, because I was just informed on Monday afternoon. So many things will be coming like that. So we see that Vishnu worship is much better. In fact, we see that in 10th canto, 53rd chapter, Rukmini Devi is going to the Devta. There's a shloka which says, Namaste Twambike Bhikshanam Swasantana Yutam Shivam Bhuyat Patirme Bhagwan Krishna Tad Anumoditam. Princess Rukmini is praying to Ambika that you are right now seated with your Santan, means Ganesha and Kartikeya. And I repeatedly offer my obeisances to you together with your children. May Lord Krishna become my husband. Bhuyat Patirme Bhagwan Krishna Stad Anumoditam. Please grant me this. Similarly, we have the information from 10th canto again. Gopis were worshipping also Katyayani Devi and sometimes Lord Shiva in order to get Krishna. So that is the only condition. When a worshipper is totally, completely convinced that he has to worship Lord Krishna, that he can approach the demigods for something. Demigods. Otherwise, he shouldn't. So here the verse mentions, the first line is Rajastama Prakritaya. So that means those worshippers are in the mode of passion and ignorance. And in general, as we see, people are in different modes. In fact, this is one of the things which brought me to Krishna consciousness. When the person first told me that in the early morning, the time is in such a way that you are peaceful. Then later on, as the day passes, you go to passion and evening most drunk. Like I still remember when we used to go for bus party, sometimes we used to stand outside in the market. So as the sun sets and evening comes, it is 100% guaranteed few drunkards will start coming to our stalls and they will ask, Maharaj, kya chal raha hai, how's life? And so basically, you don't see them during the afternoon, you don't see them earlier during the day. That is because these modes are acting. In fact, after reading Srila Prabhupada's books, I came to know that pigeons and monkeys are lusty and crows are dirty and swans are good. I used to notice pigeons dancing around like that, but never thought deeply why they are doing it. So much of knowledge we get from Srila Prabhupada's books. Similarly, Prabhupada, I think in the light of Bhagavat or somewhere, he explains that these animals are in particular modes. You won't find crows going to clean places. They will be always in garbage dumps. And so similarly, people are like that. What to speak of just people who are outside devotion. Even in devotion, it is seen that those who come to our temple also, if they are not totally, more influenced by Sattva Gun, they will try to put some big red tilak and sweating unless they put some tabij or they do some activity, something they have to run about, then or bang their head. I used to see one person used to come and on the door used to bang the head, walk here, walk there. So simply sitting and chanting is not so appealing for few. It won't appeal because people are in different modes of material nature. That's why the Vedas are given. And here it is mentioned in the last line, what do these people want? Sri, which is beauty. Aishwarya means opulence. And Praja, Prajepsavah, Ipsavah, they are wanting Projani. As purport mentions, they want more and more wives, more and more children, more and more wealth, more and more wives. So, this is completely opposite to Lord Chaitanya, where he mentions, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. This is, where is devotional service and where is this? And of course, Vedic literature gives recommendations that if we are not having good health, we worship sun, or we need some knowledge, we go to Saraswati Devi, or we want a beautiful wife, then go to Uma. Prabhupada mentions this. Little feedback is coming, if the volume can be reduced a bit. Nobody's there. Okay, no issue. And Srila Prabhupada, on this Monday itself, when we were hearing the lecture, Srila Prabhupada mentioned a Bengali saying, Natir Nati Swargevasi. I was translating it. So, Prabhupada mentions that this Bengali saying means that some people feel if I see the grandson of my grandson, then I have an auspicious end. I can go to Swarga. Natir Nati Swargevasi. In fact, I also remember in my school days, I used to hear a song, Hazaron Khwaishen Aisi Ke Har Khwaish Pe Dam Nikle. That means, we have so many desires that each desire one feels that I should have it. I should just this one thing. And then the next desire comes again. And then the second line says, Bahut nikle mere arma, lekin fir bhi kam nikle. Which means that even if those desires are fulfilled, still we feel not everything is fulfilled. Still something is there. It is said, if you have a paper as big as the sky, and you have the ink as much as the oceans, and you start writing on that big paper with that pen, all the desires, it is said, the ink will get over, the paper will get over, but still there will be few desires remaining that I want this, I want this. Hazaron khwaishen aisi. So, 9.15 Bhagavad Gita mentions, Jnana yajnena chapi anye yajanto mam upasate ekatvena prithaktvena bahudha vishvato mukham. There are two types of worshippers. One is ekatvena, one is prithaktvena. Ekatvena are those who feel everything is one. I am one, Krishna is one, material nature is one. Those are the monists. And prithaktvena are these devta worshippers who feel that we have to worship the demigods, everything is different. And Bhagavad Gita also mentions in the 8th chapter that this is a place from highest place to this, wherever this material world is, birth and death take place. In fact, it is clearly mentioned in the scriptures that when we go to the devta loka, there is a currency which we use. It is called as punya. It is, the more you have, you last there more, you enjoy more. It is something like going to an amusement park. The more money you have, you keep enjoying. Or as last time I mentioned about the gambling places. You have money, you stay there. You can't just sit around and keep watching and just sipping on some. So, that's your currency. In fact, I also remember when I was very small, my father used to lovingly remark on Diwali's when I used to burn the crackers. He used to say, "Mere khun paseni ki kamai jala lo." Jala le beta. Ye jo, it is in various ways, 100 rupees note, you are either as a whatever that fountain or fuljadi, it's ultimately burning that this thing. So, that means more punya you have, the more you can enjoy. That currency is over, then you come back here. So all this is for what? For Sri, Aishwarya and Praja. More and more. Srila Prabhupada mentions one Bengali saying, it says, Bada bada ghoda gela rasatal, beta ghoda bole katajal. Which means that big, big horses, when they try to cross the big river of material ocean, they get flown away. They just flow with the water. Which means that there have been big, big enjoyers in this material world before us. Huge, big enjoyers. I was just reading this 7th canto, chapter 4. The chapter is entitled, Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. He was the biggest, biggest of all. Biggest terrorist. In the sense, it's amazing how that chapter mentions the temperature used to be perfect for him. In fact, one shloka mentions that the valleys got filled up just so that he can have a plain view green. And the rain also, not too much, not too less, just little bit. So much control, I don't think anybody can terrorize so much. The fruits used to come in all seasons. Earth used to give everything in all seasons in abundance. Cows used to give a lot of milk. And he himself used to be drunk and ghurnita. His eyes used to be red and rolling with liquor. And still he was sad that his small son Prahlad is a pinprick. In fact, we see everybody in life, without exception, usko Hindi mein bolte hain gale ka kaanta. He always feels ki if this thing is not there, this person is not there, this situation is not there, I will be happy. But even if that thorn of gala is removed, another will be there. That is what this material world is made for. It is there like that. In fact, I just remembered, I was hearing long back a seminar, and it was mentioned that grahasthas have responsibilities of Atma Jaya Sutagara Pashu Dravina Bandushu. They have children, wife, expenses, Pashu. Now, Prabhupada mentions, previously they used to have horses, now they have vehicles with lot of horsepower. Dravina, Bandushu, relatives, so many things to take care of, so many responsibilities. So then it was mentioned that why is it that the Supreme Lord, he combined the pleasure and progeny together. He could have made, whenever you want to have children, you have them. When you want to enjoy, you enjoy. That would have been so nice, but no. He has made it in such a way because there has to be restrictions. There has to be responsibilities. Somebody might say then, what about the renunciates? Renunciates, they don't have any of this. Atma Jayas, they have Atma, body and mind of course. But then no wife, no children, no bank balance, no horsepower, no vehicles. In the sense, to be, actually feel very tensed about these things. But then, they don't have that pleasures which are available in all, having all this, in possessing all this. So, if there is no responsibility, somewhere there is a pinprick somewhere. As the Bhagavatam introduction mentions, there is a pinprick in society somewhere. So this material world means that one has to have ultimately raise his hands, his or her hands to Krishna that I'm yours. You can only help me. So, and of course, we know from Bhagavad Gita, it mentions that how all sense gratification is ultimately having a beginning and an end. It is a fact. That was also a realization when the first time somebody told me that you have one rasgulla, he explained in that way, you get X amount of happiness. You have second, you will get 2X happiness. I said yes. Third, 3X. 20th, it won't be 20X. It will go in negative. You will say, don't give me any more. that happiness turns into, and this is true for all the senses, not just tongue. Any song, any best scenery, whatever wallpaper you keep, whatever it is, any of the senses, the pleasure experienced in this world has a beginning and end. That's why Bhagavad Gita says, Na teshu ramate buddha. One who is intelligent, he'll never take part in all that. Because that is what it is. And the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the life's desires should not be for sense gratification. And that is a shloka from the first canto itself. I think, Kamasya Nendriya Priti Labha. So, Prabhupada explains in that shloka purport that senses are there, so they do require some satisfaction. That is required. But life's desire should not be for increasing it more and more as the people in mode of rajas tama prakritaya, as they feel, should have more, more, more. There's no end to it. And of course, I have slowly begun to understand this, that there is definitely something there in sense gratification. We can't say it's zero. It's not zero. Otherwise, why people are going after it like the 11th canto explains, like a moth in fire. He knows there is fire. Everyone knows that once I take responsibilities, I am going to get stuck. My spiritual life is going to suffer. But still, they go for it. Why? Because there is some drop of happiness there. But there is an issue. The problem is, we are spirit souls. We are eternal. We need an ocean of happiness. And that drop of happiness is not going to last. It's not going to suffice. So that's why one has to understand that these moments of happiness are just like titillation of senses, like a sandwich. The main thing is in the center a little bit, and there's a huge big loaf of segments of dissatisfaction after that. So that is what it is. Everywhere, just like I gave the example of that rasgulla, one has to stop at one point. One has to stop. In Canto 11, Chapter 8, there is a very nice story of the lady called Pingala in the city of Videha. One day, she came in the evening outside dressed very nicely in all the ornaments, jewelry, all the best garments. the disciples of Srila Prabhupada give so nice purports. They explain how men just get attracted to all of this and they just fall for it. And then, she is waiting for her paramours to come. And those shlokas are so interesting. I was not even preparing for this class. Before that, I was sometime reading it. And it explained that she was waiting for somebody to come. She used to think that, okay, this man has come. He will come and he will satisfy me. But nobody was stopping. Oh, he's not stopping. Somebody else will come. Slowly, as it She waited till midnight, from evening till midnight. Sometimes she used to walk on the street, come back. Sometimes she used to stand on the door. And just like Srila Haridas Thakur episode, we see how that lady was exposing and showing herself. So this lady Pingala also was trying to show herself, to attract. But no one came. And finally, she became morose. She came inside the house and she realized that I am trying for so much of sense satisfaction, but no one is able to provide it to me. And my santam samipe ramanam pratipadam. In my own heart there is this, my friend santam samipe, and he is the one who can completely satisfy. And in the purport there is one very nice line, which I will read it as it is. Prabhupada says, Prabhupada's disciple, the instruction received from her is that the hopes for sense gratification are the root cause of all suffering. As long as we keep hoping, I will get it. It is the root cause of all suffering. Therefore, One, therefore, only one who has given up such hankering, this hankering for sense gratification, can fix himself in meditation upon the personality of Godhead and achieve transcendental peace. I also was reading Prabhupada Lilamrit by Satsarup Maharaj. So in the initial days of ISKCON, when ISKCON was registered, there was this lawyer, attorney, they call it in US. So Mr. Steve Goldsmith. So one evening, just from the back of the temple room, whatever that small place they had, he raised his hand and asked, what about sex? This was like very different question, first time asked to Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, yes, that's why I am telling all of you to get married. But one should even control in marriage. One should not just be like animals. So then one of the disciples, Harigriv Prabhu, he mentioned that then better to forget all this altogether. If even after marriage one has to be controlled, then Prabhupada said, yes, very good boy. And then he raised his hand like that as if chanting on beads and said, better, and held up his hands and like chant Hare Krishna. That way we save ourselves from so much of botheration. And then Prabhupada went on to say that sense gratification is just like an itching sensation. That's all. And when we scratch it, it gets worse. So one should tolerate that itching and ask Krishna to help us. It is not easy. It is the highest pleasure in the material world. And then Satsarup Maharaj mentions that Steve Goldsmith was one of the main persons who was helping Prabhupada in registering ISKCON, registering the society of ISKCON. And Prabhupada didn't compromise. He said that one has to tolerate. And from that I thought that yes, many places Prabhupada is mentioning that chanting is the thing. And one day I was just chanting and I saw in my locker there is a lamination which is stuck and it says a quote by Srila Haridas Thakur. It says, even if my body is cut into pieces and I lose my life, I will never give up the chanting of the holy names. Now this quote is from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Leela, where Nawab Hussain, Nawab is actually chastising or asking Srila Haridas Thakur to give up chanting the holy names. Now, he was definitely going to not only punish him, it's as good as impending death. Beating, whipping in 22 marketplaces is sheer death in front of everyone. It is like one of those videos which we get on the internet. So, in that situation also, Srila Haridas Thakur is saying this. I was chanting at that time. I just had a thought. What does this quote mean for me? I finished my chanting and then it has no much meaning actually. If my body is cut to pieces and I lose my life. Right now, it is like in movies you have the like one of the heroes is saying to the heroine, main tumhare liye chand aur sitare tod ke launga. What meaning it is? I mean, he can't do that. It has no meaning. So for me, nobody is harming me in such a way that I am just at the point of death to show my faith in Krishna, and maybe I will stop chanting. I won't be like that. So then the thought came that for me this means just while chanting, it's natural for the mind to go here and there. Natural means 99.99% of more than that. 0.0001%, at least for me, I am saying. One brings the mind back to the holy names. For me, that is even if I lose my life for giving this, my thoughts going anywhere else, let me bring them back. When I give my life, when the senses are demanding sense gratification, those vague, vacho vegam, manasa krodh vegam, In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada, that shloka comes, Saknoti Haiva Sodum Prak Sharir Vimokshanat Kama Krodod Bhavam Vegam. In Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that this body is kind of a pushing machine. Pushing machine is writing. It keeps on pushing the person. So, one who is dhira, one who has higher goals, he has to learn to tolerate them. For me, that is what is cutting my body to pieces and still continuing to chant Hare Krishna. And no, even if I am ready to lose my life. The actual shloka which comes is, Khanda khanda yadi hoye de, yadi yai pran, tabu ami vadane na chadi harinam. And Lord Chaitanya also, when he was one time visiting Sanatan Goswami, he also condemned. Sanatan Goswami had actually gone through Jharikhand forest and he took bath in some dirty water and he was fasting. So he had got some sores filled on his body, pus filled sores. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever he used to come to Jagannath Puri, he used to embrace Sanatan Goswami and those pus used to come on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. And this really made Sanatan Goswami feel that I will give up my life under the wheels of Jagannath's cart. That will surely give me good destination because this is a good place and it is in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day reading his mind, he said that, my dear Sanatan, if just giving up the body you achieve Krishna, then I would have given my body many times. Of course, we are not even on that level. But in the sense, and there is in this 11th canto itself, it's a very nice section, especially for struggling sadhagas like me, where Uddhav Gita, Lord Krishna is explaining to Uddhava, where this Avadhut Brahmana is talking to Yadu Maharaj, who is the son of Yayati, and he is explaining that he has this 24 gurus. The last guru out of that 24 gurus is one's own body. Now, how our own body can be our guru? It's explained that this body itself will teach us as we pass through life that it is, this same body is going to become an obstacle in our bhajan. It will not be there to help us. The teeth are going bad, the back is going bad. There is other so many things. As you age, this body itself will explain to you that you have given me so much time, but I am not going to help you. And that is why it is also said that old age is actually very nice experience for an aspiring devotee. Because it loosens the shackles of attachment which one has to this material world. Generally, when one is young, what one feels, I can achieve this, I can do this, I can do this. But slowly, one realizes, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. So, body is one of the guru. And it's all, and also that quote which I am talking about, Srila Haridas Thakur, it also means that one has to tolerate so many imperfections around us and in ourselves also. We are not perfect. We have so many anarthas. That perfect, like life is many shades of grey. I used to think that life is either white or black. People are either white or black. White or black means they all are normal. I am normal. But as you pass years in devotional service, you realize this material world, nothing is perfect. Like Srila Prabhupada gives an example of one of the lawyers and a judge, and exact details I don't have. In Calcutta, some criminal was there and he said that I committed this criminal activity in an act of madness or some mental issue. And the lawyer said, if you ask for mental issue, everybody has a mental issue. So in the sense, everybody is a bit imperfect. So then one has to tolerate that. Just a story in New York, from New York to Brooklyn, I was there for some months. There's a bridge. It's called the Brooklyn Bridge. And there was an engineer. This is in 1880s. He was commissioned to make that Brooklyn Bridge. It was one of the revolution of that time. It took 10 years, one decade to build it. And the story goes that the one engineer who started building it, he could not complete it because he got some infection from the foot. One of the boats hit and there's a story. So his son continued. That son's name was Washington Roblin. So there is a way, I had to research this on internet, Google a bit, what exactly, because the explanations I could not. There is something called as decompression sickness. What is it? That whenever, in short I'll explain, whenever one rises from a low pressure to high pressure to low pressure, this happens to basically scuba divers who go deep sea diving and they come up very early, then there is some gas bubbles produced in their body which produces pain and it's very debilitating, it sometimes paralyzes also. It also happens to astronauts and those who go up. Basically altitude change. In building bridges over water, there is a type of thing where how to stop the flow of water. So they put two partitions there and they put compress it like with air so that they keep digging in between and the whole thing goes down and down and down and then they fill it up with cement. That's how they make a support inside the water. So this civil engineer, he used to remain there in that compressed air chambers and he got this paralyzed. He got totally paralyzed and he could just barely move his fingers. And his wife continued, he developed a kind of language where he used to tap on the hand of his wife with his finger. That's all he could do. And she continued to understand those instructions, communicated it to all the mayors and commissioners and got the bridge built. Finally, it is now 137 years and that bridge is still standing strong. So people are tolerating so many imperfections in their lives. So why not we also tolerate this? And in Sri Harinam Chintamani, Bhakti Vinod Thakur also mentions that in this material world, there are two living things. One is the spirit soul. One is the holy name. Out of that, the holy name is always, always Satchidananda. It's always living. The spirit soul is like a spark out of fire. And unless by the art of chanting we bring the holy name and the spirit soul together, then the spirit soul remains almost dead in an illusioned condition. So that is why it is said that when we chant the holy name, because this chanting is what which actually takes us away from the material world. That's what the example of Srila Prabhupada I mentioned from Prabhupada Lilamrita. Prabhupada is saying, like, chant Hare Krishna and be, in fact, one time Prabhupada also mentioned, on the heads of all the renunciates, keep cool should be stamped on their heads. Keep the mind cool. Don't come under passion and ignorance. That is what is there. And then, some might also feel that it is not so easy to follow this instruction, to chant attentively. In fact, it is sometimes even very difficult to even stay awake while chanting, what to speak of chanting attentively. So, it is said that on a Amavasya night, in a dark forest, on a black stone, if there is a small black ant, and whatever it is thinking, nobody might understand, but Krishna will understand. A black ant on a black stone on a dark night in a dark forest. So, even if wherever we are, like it is said, milk is better than water in terms of nutrition. But a fish can only survive in water. So, if we are a fish, if we are in conditioned state of life, then better accept whatever we can do from our side in devotional service. In one of the brahmachari classes, I think Jananivas Prabhu was asked a question that when can we control our senses and mind and then we can do devotional service nicely. Jananivas Prabhu said that you just need to do devotional service. That's your business. Try to do it as best as you can. All that else will come later on. It will come. So, similarly, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I remember on the South India Yatra, One time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the Kurma Kshetra, and there was a Brahmana who had leprosy on his body, and he had sores, and there were worms on his body, and they were smelling so bad that nobody used to come. It is written in the Bengali shloka that the sinful of the most sinful man will never come near that Brahmana called Vasudev. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time passed through his place and did not meet him. And he was such a pure devotee, it is mentioned that if the worms used to fall from his body on the ground, he used to pick up those worms and place them again exactly same spot. He used to feel that this body also is a place for these worms. That was his devotional service. What else he could have done? He could not have done deity worship. He could not have chanted attentively. So then, the point is, one can do devotional service wherever he are, from wherever you can do. In fact, I'll just leave you with one thought. You can run the race at your pace, from your place. After all, it is all about grace. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. If anyone has a question, few questions, we have 1.5 minutes still. Yes.
Hare Krishna Guru. It was very, very sweet class because you spoke about holy name. And I was able to really appreciate you and in the hearts of heart value you very much, because it has been very consistent in your lectures. You are always speaking about the holy name and all things. So would you like to speak something more about holy name in last 1 minute and enlighten us?
Okay, I'll tell you a small story. There was a doctor once, and he opened his medical clinic, and he wrote outside a big board. He said, for treatment, 20 rupees. If you get treated, you pay me 20 rupees. If you don't get treated by me, then I'll pay you 100 rupees. So a lawyer, he was a Marwadi lawyer, he thought, let's make money out of it. So then he went to him, and then he said, I have lost my taste, doctor. So the doctor said, okay, give me 20 rupees. He said, no, first treat me. So then he told his compounder, take that bottle number 22 and give this person. So as soon as the person tasted, he actually spat it out. He said, this is petrol. He said, yes, you got your taste back. So then he got 20 rupees. But this Marwadi gentleman, he was not yet ready. So then he said, next time he went, he said that I have lost my memory, because he thought that this time I will not eat anything. So the doctor told his compounder, give him bottle number 22. He said, that is petrol. He said, no. Okay, so you have got your memory back. So, but this person did not give up. He went again third time. He said, I've lost my eyesight. So, the doctor said, yes, I cannot read this. You can have 100 rupees. So, he told his compounder to give 20 rupees. So, the person said, this is only 20. Said, you got your eyesight back. Give me 20. So, what we learn from this doctor is, we should try to make profit wherever we are, in whatever condition. So, when we are in devotional service or when we are chanting, as much as we can. I'll just tell you one small thing from my dad also. He taught me many small things, very nice things. One time he used to say, I'll just take one more minute, that in life there are many spanners, pana bolte. So, like in your garage, this mechanic has many spanners. Bhi 8 ka pana lagao, kabhi 9 ka pana lagao, whatever. So, we should know which spanner to bring when. So, in our devotional service, we have to know ki which knowledge will be applied now. If I need, sorry, If I need some knowledge where I need to control my mind and holy name, then I have to read for that. Or in the sense that you have, that time we can't read a purport on Mayavad philosophy. One should not, this is monism and that won't help. But then I was thinking that even if we don't have the intelligence to apply which number of pana, 8 ka pana lagana hai, this pan, abhi holy name ka pana lagana hai ki, which spanner you need to use. At least even if you have the box of spanners with you, you don't know which spanner. What I mean to say, if you have those books close to you, I, frankly speaking, I read usually only when I need to give a class, which I started doing 1.5 days back. That's all. But that preparation also actually helped me. If the books are close, if the devotees are close, if the knowledge is close, okay, you will keep on testing. Abhi 8 nahi lag rahe, no. Thus, something will work, something will click, something will help. Just like I told you about that Pingala purport. So, once we are in the association, at least that much intelligence we should have. Itna to qualification lagega ki I have to keep myself in association of devotees. And that's how we can somehow survive. That spanner box has to be with us.
Hari. Thank you so much, Ruhari.
Hare Krishna. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.